ब्राह्मणो भुङ्क्ते स्वयं वस्ते स्वयं ददाति च तस्यैव अनुग्रहेण अन्नं भुञ्जते क्षत्रियादय। माताजी स्वयं ओन एव सर्टनली ब्राह्मण द ब्राह्मणा भुङ्क्ते एन्जॉय स्वयं ओन वस्ते क्लोदिंग स्वयं ओन ददाति गिव्स इन चैरिटी च एंड तस्य हिज एव सर्टनली अनुग्रहेण बाय द मर्सी ऑफ अन्नम फूड ग्रेन्स भुञ्जते ईट्स क्षत्रियादाय अदर डिविजन्स ऑफ सोसाइटी हेडेड बाय द क्षत्रियास। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन द क्षत्रियास वैश्यस एंड शूद्रास ईट देयर फूड बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास मर्सी। It is the Brahmanas who enjoy their own property, clothe themselves with their own property, and give charity with their own property. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped with the words Namo Brahmana Devaya, which indicate that the Supreme Lord accepts the Brahmanas as worshipable gods. The Supreme Lord is worshipped by everyone. Yet to teach others, He worships the Brahmanas. Everyone should follow the instructions of the Brahmanas, for their only business is to spread Shabda Brahma or Vedic knowledge all over the world. Whenever there is a scarcity of Brahmanas to spread Vedic knowledge, chaos throughout human society results. Since Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are direct servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not depend on others. In actuality, everything in the world belongs to the Brahmanas, and out of their humility, the Brahmanas accept charity from the Kshatriyas or kings and the Vaishyas or merchants. Everything belongs to the Brahmanas, but the Kshatriya government and the mercantile people keep everything in custody like bankers. And whenever the Brahmanas need money, the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas should supply it. It is like a savings account with money which the depositor can draw out at his will. The Brahmanas, being engaged in the service of the Lord, have very little time to handle the finances of the world, and therefore the riches are kept by the Kshatriyas or the kings who are to produce money upon the Brahmanas' demand. Actually, the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas do not live at others' cost. They live by spending their own money, although it appears that they are collecting this money from others. Kshatriyas and Vaishyas have no right to give charity, for whatever they possess belongs to the Brahmanas. Therefore, charity should be given by the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas under the instructions of the Brahmanas. Unfortunately, at the present moment, there is a scarcity of Brahmanas, and since the so-called Kshatriyas and Vaishyas do not carry out the orders of the Brahmanas, the world is in a chaotic condition. The second line of this verse indicates that the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras eat only by virtue of the Brahmanas' mercy. In other words, they should not eat anything which is forbidden by the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas know what to eat and by their personal example, they do not eat anything which is not offered first to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They eat only prasad or remnants of the food offered to the Lord. The Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras should eat only Krishna prasad, which is afforded them by the mercy of the Brahmanas. They cannot open slaughterhouses and eat meat, fish or eggs, or drink liquor, or earn money for this purpose without authorization. In the present age, because society is not guided by Brahmanical instruction, the whole population is only absorbed in sinful activities. Consequently, everyone is deservedly being punished by the laws of nature. This is the situation in this age of Kali. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse number 46. Translation: The Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras eat their food by virtue of the Brahmanas' mercy. It is the Brahmanas who enjoy their own property, clothe themselves with their own property and give charity with their own property. Hare Krishna. So we are reading the episode of Prithu Maharaj, and this particular verse is spoken by Prithu Maharaj, in which he is describing the position of Brahmanas in Varnashram system. This Varnashram, the division of the society into four Varnas, four classes and four Ashramas, is done by Lord Krishna himself. This division is not artificially done by people. Some people refer to this as caste system in a negative way. There had been, especially in India and even other parts of the world, misuse of this system. So much so that many people in the world think of abolishing such a system. There were so-called social reformers in India who wanted to claim and bring equality. And their meaning of equality is there is no Varna and no Ashram. Everybody is same. Which is wrong. And the proof is, in spite of so much attempt, still these classes are there. Something which is created by Krishna cannot be destroyed by any living entity. So Krishna created this Varnashram system. How can somebody else destroy it? So this will never get abolished. In fact, more the human society tries to follow this, the more there will be peace in the society. The more there will be prosperity. And the more the society will function smoothly. So in the Varnashram system, one very important personality is the Brahmana. He is considered the head of the society. Just like our body has a head, so body of human society, the head of that body is the Brahmanas. And we can of course imagine what will happen without the head. It doesn't exist, only in the namesake. So if the Brahmanas are not there, then the human society exists in the namesake. In other words, it becomes animal society, called as human society. It's only in the namesake. So this particular verse, we will be discussing one small part of this Brahmanical culture. What is the financial position of the Brahmanas? And what is their position in relation to the other Varnas? And what is their position in relation to this created world? Lord Krishna himself has stressed so much the importance of the Brahmanas that in his various incarnations he has personally worshipped the Brahmanas. Lord Krishna is famous as Brahmana Devaya Go. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go. He accepts Brahmanas as worshipable personalities. In fact, we see 5,000 years before, when Lord Krishna was in Dwarka, he used to worship Brahmanas in his palace. Even though he is Dwarkadish, he is Lord of the universe, everybody in the universe, all the living entities, they are supposed to worship Lord Krishna. Even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, in the form of Rukmini Devi and other wives, they are maidservants of Lord Krishna. But still Lord Krishna, to show to everybody in his own palace, he is to worship the Brahmanas. There is an example of one Brahmana who came on behalf of Rukmini Devi. He just came as a messenger, as a postman, to deliver one love letter. To deliver one letter from Rukmini Devi to Dwarkadish. But because that messenger happened to be a Brahmana, Lord Krishna, he worshipped him. He didn't treat him just as a messenger. But he offered him the same seat which he was sitting. He worshipped his feet. He washed his feet. He performed aarti. He offered him prasad. Offered him new garments. He made him sleep on a nice bed. And while he was resting, Lord Krishna massaged his feet. And then spoke to him. So Dwarkadish is personally doing it, not telling his guest department, take care of the messenger. He personally doing it. Unknown Brahmana. There is another example of Sudama, Sudama Brahman, who is not just a Brahman, he is a Vaishnava, very dear friend of Lord Krishna, childhood friend. And when he came to Dwarka, Lord Krishna personally received him. He went out of his palace at the gates to receive him. He worshipped him. He washed his feet. He offered him new clothes. He offered him nice prasad. He made him sleep in the same bedroom. On the same bed which he and Rukmini Devi used to sleep. Now this is too much. So much he went to worship and serve him. And then, when he was talking to Sudama, he requested him to give him that chipped rice. That stale, hard rice which he had brought to offer it to Dwarkadish. But seeing the opulence of Dwarkadish, he felt this is not for the Lord. So Sudama did not want to offer that rice. Lord Krishna is actually not used to eat that quality of rice anyway. But in spite of Sudama not desiring to give, Lord Krishna took it. Forcefully he took that rice and ate some rice. When he was about to eat more, Rukmini Devi stopped him. He said, "My dear Lord, don't eat more. Because if you eat more rice, then I will become bankrupt. Already by the first offering, you have given him opulence of the three worlds. So if you accept the second offering, the only thing remaining is Vaikuntha, my home. And if the Sudama gets my home, where will I go?" So she forbade him, "Don't eat more." So the point is, the Lord's reciprocation with the Brahmana is very high. We have to recall that a person is a Brahmana not because he takes birth in a Brahmana family, but is a Brahmana because he has qualities of a Brahmana. Just because somebody happens to have a Brahmana father does not qualify him to automatically become a Brahmana. If somebody's father is a doctor, does not mean that he becomes a doctor. And when his father retires, he takes over the clinic and gives a new name, Murder Clinic. No, he has to qualify himself. He has to have that qualities, that skills, that talent, that training to diagnosis and prescribe medicines. To diagnose the patient and prescribe medicines. Then he becomes the doctor. In the same way, a child born in a Brahmana family is not necessarily a Brahmana, unless he has qualities of a Brahmana. And if somebody has the qualities, then even if he is not born in a Brahmana family, he is still a Brahmana. The qualities of humility, honesty, tolerance, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, wisdom, intelligence. Nowadays people cannot even list these qualities. Forget having those. So where are Brahmanas? And Srila Prabhupada says, Because there are no brahmanas in the society to guide the general masses of people, so this human society is in chaos. So what you read in newspaper is because there are no brahmanas in the society. And this is all going to increase. These crimes, this terrorism, these murders, rapes, degradation, and all such things, all bad news, is going to increase. Because in the absence of brahmanas, in the absence of head, what will remain is just an animal society. And these brahmanas and Vaishnavas, they are direct servants of Lord Krishna. Their only business in this world is to guide the society, guide with transcendental knowledge or Shabda Brahma. In other words, they go out and distribute to the society the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna Himself, in the form of Shabda or sound vibration. So those who are eager, they receive it by their ears. So they go out and distribute Krishna in the form of the sound, form of this Vedic knowledge. They have nothing to do. And because they are servants of the Lord, and this whole world is Lord's property, Lord Krishna is the master, is the enjoyer, is the proprietor, is the controller, and is the creator of this world. It is a mistake when we think that we have created something, or we are in control of something, or we are master or proprietor or enjoyer of something. He is the one who is the supreme master, supreme controller. And because these brahmanas and vaishnavas are his representatives in this world, they are the owners of this property. Just like a son is owner of the property of the father, because he is the legal representative of the father. In the same way, the vaishnavas, the brahmanas, are the owner of what belongs to Vishnu. In fact, there is an episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Nimai Pandit takes sannyas. At that time, after he leaves his home, leaving Mother Sachi crying at the doorsteps, that was in midnight. Then in the morning, Srivas Pandit comes there. And he sees Mother Sachi at the doorsteps crying. So he asks her, "What happened? Why are you here? Why are you crying?" And what does she reply? She says that, "My dear Srivas, whatever belongs to Vishnu belongs to his devotees. So you take everything from this house. Because whatever belongs to Nimai belongs to you." So this is Vedic Vakya. This is mentioned in the Puranas. So King Prithu is explaining that this whole world is actually the properties of these devotees. In fact, in the life of King Prithu, who is the emperor of the whole world, if you go back and see how did he become the emperor, and that was some brahmanas the followers of Bhrigu Muni, they killed Vena, who was the emperor. And then they churned the body of Vena, from whom Prithu Maharaj was born, and they coronated Prithu Maharaj as the king. Now after Vena was killed, the whole kingdom belonged to the Brahmanas. If you kill a king, you are the next king. So after Vena was killed, the Brahmanas, who were already the owners, they became obvious owners. And then they offered it to the Prithu Maharaj. So in the life of Prithu Maharaj, he was very clear that this kingdom does not belong to me. This belongs to the Brahmanas. They are the one who gave me. They are the one who are actual owners. And I am ruling on their behalf. The treasury which I have actually belongs to them. And that is how a Kshatriya and a Vaishya should conduct themselves. A Vaishya, by his occupational duty, earns profit. By taking care of cows, by working in the fields, or by trading, he earns profit. And a Kshatriya, he earns by collecting taxes and receiving gifts. And both of them should understand that they are just doing it on behalf of the Brahmanas. So what they have in their custody is actually the wealth of the Brahmanas. And hence, they should utilize that wealth as per Brahmanas' instructions. As and when a Brahmana demands to a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, they should give him that wealth. And the Brahmana, of course, utilizes that wealth for the welfare of general public, for the welfare of Praja, for the welfare of masses. So in other words, the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they are just custodians. They are not the owners. They are just taking care on behalf of the Brahmanas. It's like some people, they have lots of money, so they appoint an investment agent and give their money to him. Then they call him and tell him, this $1,000,000 you put in this shares or this place and this place. So these people do that. They are not owners of that wealth. They are just on behalf of that wealthy person taking care of the finance. In the same way, in Varnashram system, the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they work on behalf of the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are so busy serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they don't have time for taking care of the finances or economic things. So these are left to Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. But they should work as servants of the Brahmanas. The king should rule as per the guidance of the Brahmanas. As per the instruction of the Brahmanas, the king should arrange so that the general populace is peacefully executing Krishna consciousness. The general populace is healthy, the general populace gets enough food, they have employment, they have peace, and they have facilities to serve Krishna. And the Vaishyas should take care of animals, take care of farms, and protect the Shudras. labor people. And the Shudras should serve Vaishyas, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So when this system is followed, the society is more peaceful. There is less chaos. And everybody who is participating in this system can progress in their life, material as well as spiritual. The problem comes when there is an illusion wherein the servant thinks that he is the master. The custodians think that we are the owners. Just like we have banks. There is so much money in the bank, but it does not belong to the bank. It belongs to various people who have bank accounts. Belongs to the public. Anytime a person wants to withdraw money from his account, the bank should immediately give the money. Bank is just keeping the money in custody, protecting the money, but cannot spend the money. Bank has to give as demanded, as per the account limits of the person who has accounts. He has deposited it there. But when the bank starts spending as per his own will, that is where the problem comes. And that is where the problem is there in the society today. There was a big recession whose effects are still going on. And it will continue to go on. And after this another recession will come. And then another will come. And this will go on coming. Even a small boy can predict this. You don't have to be a big economic, financial, expert scholar to predict that one more recession is going to come. Because the same economic policies are going to exist, same people are going to be there, same desires of profit and greed is there, so same recession will happen. More and more will happen. So this is all very simple to understand. You don't require some predictors or astrologers to tell that. Because people think they are the owners, so they misuse the public money. And bank becomes bankrupt. Banks have no money. Because they spend it. They take money from one person and they give that money to 10 people. Money from one person, how it can be given to 10 people? But they give. And there's only money on the paper. So anyway, so this whole system of Varnashram makes sure that such things don't exist. If we know the real owners, then we will not misuse. If you're going to somebody's house and you know he is the owner, then you not use anything without his permission. Using things without others' permission, which don't belong to us, is called stealing. So a thief cannot be peaceful, a thief cannot be happy. So in Varnashram, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras, they cooperate with the Brahmanas. They conduct their affairs as per the Brahmanas, as per the guidance and the instructions of the Brahmanas. And Brahmanas being enriched with spiritual knowledge, they are the ones who can perfectly guide the society. Somebody who himself does not have spiritual knowledge cannot guide others. Just having some technological know-how or some Nobel Prize or some position in the society as a scientist or a philosopher is not sufficient to guide the society. Knowledge means that one should be able to distinguish between good and bad. Intelligent means that one can discriminate between good and bad. So if somebody cannot do that, then he is not called intelligent person. Even if he can solve engineering problems in 2 seconds. That even computers do. Do you call computers intelligent? No. So intelligent means that faculty can discriminate between right and wrong, between good and bad, between truth and falsity, between illusion and reality, between spirit and matter. If somebody cannot distinguish, somebody cannot discriminate between spirit and matter, he is not called intelligent. So present knowledge in colleges and universities don't talk about spirit. For them everything is matter. So how can they be intelligent? They equate spirit and matter, so they cannot be intelligent. They equate reality with illusion. They equate truth with false. So they cannot be intelligent. So Brahmanas possess this intelligence. Brahmanas possess this knowledge. So they can be proper guides to society. So when Kshatriyas and Vaishyas give to the Brahmanas, they are giving back to the owner. Though it is called charity, but actually it is not charity. It is giving back to the Brahmanas. But the beauty is, when the Kshatriyas or Vaishyas give back, they get the benefit. Giving to a Brahmana or giving to a Vaishnava or offering an object to Lord Krishna, which anyway belongs to Krishna, gives the benefit to the giver. This is amazing mercy of the Lord. You take from the Lord and you give back to the Lord, and in return, he gives you spiritual benefit. It's his object. He is the proprietor. He is the enjoyer. And you give him back and he says, thank you. Because generally nobody gives me back. So we get spiritual benefit just by offering to the Lord what is his. A flower, a fruit, a aarti, or a bhoga plate. Whatever you offer to him actually belongs to him. But he gives spiritual benefit. This spiritual benefit cannot be purchased in the market. You cannot go out and purchase 1 kilogram of mercy or blessings or benediction. This cannot be purchased. But when you come to Lord Krishna and offer him some donation, which is money, it seems that you are purchasing it. He gives you spiritual benefit. So one should be ever ready to offer to Krishna what is anyway his. We should offer ourselves to Krishna. We should offer our love to Krishna. Should offer our surrender to Krishna. My dear Lord, I am yours. And we get so much spiritual benefit. We get liberation. We get devotional service. We get protection of the Lord. We get everything. Once you offer yourself to Krishna, whole life you don't have to beg from anybody in the world. Absolutely none. Because he protects and maintains his devotees. A devotee is completely independent for his maintenance. Krishna takes care of his devotees personally. So the society, when they offer it to the Brahmanas, what is called charity, gets benefit just by offering it back to the Brahmanas. But actually they don't do charity. If a Kshatriya or Vaishya has to do charity, has to utilize that wealth, it has to be done under the guidance of Brahmanas. charity done in an improper way does not constitute pious activity. If charity is given to an unqualified person, then it may incur bad karma to the person who is giving. If you give money to somebody and he goes and smokes cigarette or drinks alcohol and goes back to his house and beats his wife, you get the bad karma. So even charity has to be done in a proper way. And the best is to do it in mode of goodness to the Lord and His devotees. Because then it is used for the pleasure of the Lord and for the welfare of general masses. Actual welfare, which is spiritual benefit to the praja, spiritual benefit to general masses. So this is how the brahmanas, what they use is their own property, not others' property. Though it looks like they are not earning members of the society. And the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, whatever they have, actually they belong to the Brahmanas. So Brahmanas are the ones who have given charity to Kshatriya and Vaishyas, not the other way around. That is the economics of Varnashram. And also the food which Kshatriyas and Vaishyas eat, that is also because of the mercy of the Brahmanas. The food comes out of the fields, and the fields produce food not because you put seeds, not because a farmer works hard, not because there is some special agricultural formula, but it comes out because of rain. And why does the rain come? Because of the yajna. And who does the yajna? The brahmanas. So the food is because of the brahmanas, not because of some hard worker person. He is doing his job, but he cannot take all the credit. The actual owner is the brahmanas. Because of his yajna, the Lord is pleased. And the result is because of the pleasure of the Lord. Every single success in our life is a blessing of the Lord. It's not just because of our hard work. Hard work is just our effort. But our effort does not yield results. Our endeavor does not yield result. The result is by the blessing of the Lord, not by our endeavors. The Lord is not giving blessings, the Lord is not merciful, then even if we work hard, we don't get anything. It will be a waste of effort. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So the food comes out of yajna. So the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras, they can enjoy this food because of the Brahmanas. Hence they should partake of only those foodstuffs which the Brahmanas permit. And the Brahmanas and the devotees of the Lord eat only prasadam, only those foodstuffs which are first offered to Lord Krishna. Milk, grains, vegetables, fruits. These are the foodstuffs which Lord accepts when offered with love. Krishna has already mentioned his likes and dislikes. So somebody who loves him, he will not offer him what he dislikes. So the devotee is offering him what he likes. And he gives it back as his prasad. So that prasad should be consumed by everybody. Forbidden foodstuffs like meat, fish, eggs, tobacco, tea, coffee, alcohol, etc. should never be consumed. Neither the Lord likes it, nor it can be offered to the Lord, nor the Brahmanas will take it. Nowadays many Brahmanas are drinking tea, smoking bidi, drinking alcohol, and they claim to be Brahmanas, having sacred threads, performing marriage yajnas and vastu shantis and so many other so-called auspicious activities. There is no auspiciousness in that, because the person is impure. The person who is chanting mantras is impure, so that mantras do not retain any value. So Brahmana is very strict in his life, very pure. So following the footsteps of a Brahmana, the society should consume only prasadam. This, even if Kshatriyas and Vaishyas have wealth, does not mean they are authorized to spend it, especially for slaughterhouses or meat eating or any such foodstuffs. And because these things are going on in this world today, because the instructions of the Brahmanas are not being followed, because the instructions of Vedic scriptures are not being followed, because people are using their wealth for sinful activities, so this world today we see so much suffering. They're suffering from all directions. There are earthquakes, there are tsunamis, there are people killing each other, there are quarrels in the family, there are quarrels on the streets, quarrels among states, among nations, and this will go on. This will never stop. There will be more wars. There will be bigger wars. Till there is meat eating in the society, wars will never stop. In fact, wars or fights are a direct outcome of meat consumption. People who eat meat, they are prone to be angry. They are prone to be in more mode of passion. They are prone more to fight with each other. That is general rule. Take any meat eating species in general. They don't stay together. Lions, dogs, tigers, they don't stay together. And take non-meat-eating species. They stay together. Elephants, deers, sheep, goats. They don't fight among themselves so much. They can tolerate each other. You get a flock of sheep, a herd of elephant, a group of such animals. But you never get a group of tigers. We never studied. What do you call a group of tigers? What do you call a group of lions? What you call group of dogs? They don't have names because such groups don't exist. But in childhood we studied, a group of sheep is called flock, a group of elephants is called herd. Right? We studied these groups. Why didn't these groups we study? Because they don't exist. And the reason they don't exist is because they cannot stay together. Two dogs when they meet they fight. Two lions when they meet they fight. Two cows, when they meet, they don't fight. And why don't they stay together? Why do they fight? Because they consume meat. And that is why you not find joint families in human society. Because people consume meat, so they fight with each other. Because people are in lower mode, so they fight. So they cannot stay together. So they want separate flats for separate families, for separate couples. Separate rooms, same room is fights. So this is all because of mode of passion and mode of ignorance. So the result is everybody is punished. Material nature punishes everybody. So everybody is suffering. Everywhere we see suffering. Nobody is happy. Call anybody, any one of your contact in your mobile phone and ask him, just reply honestly, are you happy? And he will say no. People are not happy. Because this culture of Krishna consciousness is not there. Because people are not following the instructions of Vedic knowledge, or the Vaishnavas, or the Brahmanas. So society can return back to happy state only by this culture of Krishna consciousness. And as Krishna consciousness has to spread everywhere, then this Varnashram system is required. That's why there are so many instructions and so many purports describing this system, which we'll have to follow in our life, which we as society of devotees have to implement gradually over a period of time. So when that happens, then we can expect some change in the society. Or else things are going to continue. There is no meaning telling there is lots of suffering. It's because of sinful activities. Suffering and sinful activities have direct relationship. If somebody is doing papa, sinful activity, then he will suffer. He doesn't have any option. And if somebody is suffering, that means he has committed a sin. He has committed sinful activity. Suffering is a reaction. So that will happen. So the more society is having sinful tendencies, so there will be more sinful reactions. There will be bigger earthquakes, bigger wars, and bigger natural catastrophes. So this all can be reverted if we change our life. If society changes our life. We may not be able to change the society, but at least we should change ourselves. We should follow the instructions of Shastras. We should follow the principles of Krishna consciousness very strictly in our life. We should lead that pure life. Strong character. At least we can safeguard ourselves. That is how we can try to exist in this world peacefully, happily, practicing Krishna consciousness. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we can take. Who has the mic?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class. It seems you have done a deep study into the philosophy. There is so much of discussion in the purport about Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Sometimes Prabhupada says Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, or Brahmanas or Vaishnavas. So can you please in short define a Brahmana and a Vaishnava? Difference or whatever it is.
See, technically, a Brahmana is part of Varnashram system. And a Vaishnava is beyond Varnashram. The additional and important quality by which a Vaishnava differs from a Brahmana is his complete surrender to Lord Krishna. A person who follows Vedic directions and lives his life doing yajna, performing yajna, giving charity, receiving charity, studying Vedic literature and teaching Vedic literature is Brahmana. But when he additionally when he additionally by this practice and surrender to a spiritual master acquires love for the Lord or is engaged in pure devotional service of the Lord, then he transcends the position of a Brahmana and is called a Vaishnava. A pure Vaishnava is beyond the three modes of material nature, and a Brahmana is under the influence of mode of goodness. So he is still bound in this world. So that is the difference. For more reference, there is one very nice book in the bookstall named Brahmana and Vaishnava. So you can have a look by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yeah.
Hello, Prabhu. Yeah. Prabhu, I just want to ask you one question. What about those people who they don't belong neither to any ashram? We see today, nowadays, so many devotees, no brahmachari, neither grihastha, no varna, no ashram. What's your opinion about?
How can somebody not be a brahmachari, not be a grihastha? What is he then? Either he's married or he's not married, right?
Yeah. Like there is many people that they don't belong to any ashram.
So I just want a clarification. What does it mean they don't belong to any? Either they are married or they are not married, right?
Yes.
So somebody is unmarried, he's a brahmachari. You getting my point?
Yeah, I get that.
So I think you are referring to a person who is not married and who has not officially joined Brahmachari Ashram in the temple. Are you referring to those category?
Yeah.
Huh? You are talking about those people who are not married and they are not staying in Brahmachari Ashram, right? Are you talking about them?
Yes.
Or you are talking about those who are not married but they are not Brahmacharis?
Both. Eh?
Then they are breaking four regulative principles. Somebody who is not married and is not a brahmachari, that means he is engaged in illicit sex. Are you talking about them?
It's more to this that they are not married but they are not joining the temple.
So you are talking about those who are following four regulative principles, practicing devotional service, but not married and staying outside the temple. That means they are not financially dependent on the temple, right? So you are talking about them.
Yes.
See, it is highly recommended for a person who cannot join Brahmachari Ashram to get married. Otherwise, why to stay and earn? You are earning for whom? If you are just earning for yourself, two meals a day, as well you can stay in ashram and have them. All the needs are anyway fulfilled very easily, but you get more opportunity to practice devotional service. So the first thing is, such devotees should be requested to think about it. If you're not marrying, then why to work hard outside? Better to join the ashram. Be in association of other brahmacharis and become strong. Alone somebody cannot continue brahmachari. It is difficult. It is difficult when they are inside with others. It's obviously difficult outside because there are so many sense objects and you have less association. Well, there may be some reasons and some circumstances where a person cannot do that. Then is requested to, as much as possible, associate with devotees and continue spiritual life. Right? Nobody is barred or banned. Everybody can become a nice devotee. So if he follows the rules of Bhakti Yoga, chants early morning, attends morning program, follows four regulative principles, associates with devotees, reads and hears Bhagavatam, eats only prasadam, then he will advance in Krishna consciousness. The first recommendation is, if a person is not going to marry, then better he joins ashram. Because with the help and association of other brahmacharis, you become a nice devotee. Alone is very difficult. If somehow that is not possible, then you should try to stay near a temple or near association of devotees and as much as possible follow. Okay? Okay? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Just meat, it is lower modes. Meat is one.